Final score from Vanceboro, West Carteret 62, West Craven 56. This is Friday Night Hoops on 252 ESPN Radio. I'm Mark Panicelli. Alongside me, Sam Atlas, and we welcome the head basketball coach of the West Craven Eagles, David Fernandez, onto our post game. And Coach Fernandez, tough loss, your first conference loss of the season. And, you know, Sam and I were talking free throws tonight, man. That is something I know that, you know, it just killed you. All the opportunities on the charity stripe, just a deficit in the game alone could have been made up on the charity stripe.
Oh, there's no question about it. And we really, I mean, in the three-point line, I don't know what we finished, but we were 2-for-11 at halftime. And, you know, that's not going to get it done either. The charity stripe, the three-point line, you know, wide-open shots tonight. We weren't fortunate enough to knock them down tonight. But that's something we've made an emphasis in practice that we're going to, you know, we've worked on this last week. And it's going to happen. We're too young. We're too talented. It's going to happen. It hadn't happened yet.
Now, Coach, something I noticed was how effective you guys were when Darius Abrams was out there and the amount of turnovers he was able to create and how much you guys were able to score off of those turnovers. But when he got into foul trouble, a lot of that, you know, sort of went away. What do you think you guys need to do to pick up the defensive tenacity when Debo is not on the court?
We're not going to make excuses. We don't do that at West Craven, but we're down four guys tonight. You know, we're playing two JV guys in their presence, including that Chandre Mims, a Division I recruit on his official visit this weekend. That's a 10.5 rebound guy. So, yeah. To be honest with you, the best six man in the state's been Darius Abrams, Debo. Tonight was his first start. And I think when he got in foul trouble and we looked down the bench and we're missing a senior guard, a junior guard that's got a torn knee, a junior post player with a torn knee, and then Chandre, you know, an all-conference player, we got thin real quick. And I think to answer your question, probably when Debo got in foul trouble, that aggressiveness kind of went away because he kind of was in the mode, man, I got to stay in this game, you know, right, to help. You know, the byproduct is, you know, him being aggressive, gets those steals, gets them layups, gets down the floor, and when he got in foul trouble, that went away, and then those steals went away, you know, getting down the floor, trying to get those layups went away, and you know, we could only stay within 5-6. You know, we were close. With the guys we were down, we were, you know, we were two possessions down most of the game. So we were right there. But, you know, like I said, you know, free throws, three-point shots, when those don't fall, you know, all three of our losses this year, one three-pointer against Havelock, one three-pointer against New Bern, and then tonight I know we had two in the first half. I don't know what it couldn't have been more than three or four for the game. So, you know, when we have trouble shooting it, we have trouble winning.
I wanted to talk about a couple of your players. You got two. You talk about the youth on this team. And two guys, your leading scorer, Latrell Campbell, had a real cold second half. I think he had 10 points at the half and only found one three-pointer in the second half. Jonquez Green, another young player, though, 8 points in the first half and really poured it on in the second half. But talk about these two kids. And let's start with Latrell again. It's tough second half for him. But, I mean, you see so much you like about the kid. I think when you had that he had this wide open look late in the game. If he hits that three pointer, it cuts it to a 2-point game.
Right back in it.
And you're right back into it. But, talk about these two youngsters starting with Latrell.
I mean, we're starting three sophomores. So, I mean, guys that probably should be on the junior varsity level for another year, we're throwing out into the fire. You know, we've got that much confidence in them. Latrell Campbell, one of the twin guards we got, you know, him and Laquez are both twins. You know, he's not the point guard, but yet he's the court general. And when he's not in there, we kind of, you know, we struggle a little bit. And tonight, you know, they're sophomores. I mean, they're growing. Yeah. They played 1 year of junior varsity basketball. Varsity is a whole different level. And when you throw it out and you've got to fight, you know, credit West Carteret, you've got to fight every possession like it's your last on the varsity level. There's no time to loaf around or feel sorry for yourself or pout a little bit. And I think we're going through some of those growing pains right now, mid-season. Those sophomores are starting to, you know, get a little tired, that kind of thing. But Latrell, he's going to be good for us long-term. He's good for us now. But, like, you know, he's a sophomore that's still learning how to play varsity basketball. Jonquez Green is a man-child. He's a sophomore. I mean, I mean, you tell me how many guys look at him and don't realize, that, you know, they think he's a junior or senior. You know, he's a sophomore. He's a stud football player.
Anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's busting his tail in the weight room. I mean, he's just a man-child. He's going to be the future of West Craven's bright with guys like that. But, I mean, and, you know, he's not an outside shooter. He's a guy that's going to slash. He's going to get to the rim. He's going to get through contact. He's going to be tough. You know, and he's the first guy in the post game, you know, sorry, coach, you know, I could have done a little bit better. Dang, John Quick, you just fought your tail off out there for four quick. How much more you got? If you got more, well, you know, we're going to be in good shape.
All right. And before we let you go, Coach, I wanted to ask you, too, it's you had when a lot of these schools, and it doesn't matter, a lot of times I think the bigger schools you get, you'll see a little bit less of this, but you'll see so many of your football players also play basketball. You had a deep run this year in the football season. I know you deal with this anyway every year as long as football season starts. What effect does that have on getting them basketball ready?
Absolutely love the fact that they play football. I was a part of the staff at Rock Hill High School in 2006, and we won the state title with three guys that are playing professional football right now. So absolutely love that.
Nice.
This is the first time I've ever had the entire team, you know, not out there.
Right.
And to be completely truthful with you, we've had 13 varsity practices. We've had 11 varsity games.
Wow.
So, we sold out a little bit in terms that we've been team-oriented in a lot of things. We're trying to get set plays in. We're trying to get offensive philosophies in. And the byproduct of that, the disappointing part, is we've probably missed some fundamental things like the shooting, like the free throws. And, coaching-wise, that's came back to catch us. But these kids, they're resilient. They're tough. They're athletes. They're competitors. You know, in the long term, they don't lose games. You know, we lost tonight, but they're not going to have a losing season. They're too good for that. Their mindset's not that. Their mindset is we have lost three games. The mindset, they never felt like they were out of it to that last 10 seconds when it was decided. So, I mean, the future's bright. We love it. You know, and they're going, you know, as soon as basketball's done, they're going to go, some are going to go into baseball, some are going to go into track, some are going to get ready for football. So it's just a constant cycle.
Well, I've never seen a coach so upbeat after his first conference loss of the season. It's a positive, too. On the other end, credit Coach McClanahan. And
oh, yeah.
How about this kid, Aaron Stewart? What, 20? Did he have 24?
26.
26 points for the night. He's been like that all year. 20 points a night.
Senior point guard. I mean, senior point guard. That's what we see Laquez Campbell, Latrell Campbell being, you know, in 3 years. They're not there now, and we're not trying to speed them like when Jamie Cherry was here. We're not trying to speed you up and get you out the door. We want to enjoy it, you know, while we got, but we got to also remember we got two sophomores chasing around a senior point guard that's been through the fight, been through the battle, knows how to rub off some screens, knows how to get in your head and push off a little bit and create a shot. And so, you know, our guys are going to get there. But we look at games like tonight, you know, West Carteret, like I said, you know, no possessions off. They fight their tails off. They're going to get through. They're going to make every screen. They're going to fight through every screen. They're going to go to the glass. That's something that, you know, we're still learning to do. We're talented. We're still learning it. We're going to get there. But that's why we're upbeat. We know what the future holds and where this team's going to go.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. We're going to be here again, I'm sure, at this point in this season. Thank you so much for having us tonight, and good luck.
Anytime.
Season. Thank you so much. We're gonna get out of here, too, just period, because if we don't, they're going to lock us in the gym for the weekend. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in, and next week we're going to be in Hollywood Crossroads for that Pitt County rivalry as D.H. Conley is going to take on J.H. Rose. For Sam Ablis, Coach Fernandez, I'm Mark Panicelli. This is Friday Night Hoops, 252 ESPN Radio.